that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I am PK.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
I think it's on.
You think it's on?
Well, you know, this is like doing the show every week.
It is like doing the show every week, except we're not in the studio.
Correct.
We're in the wild.
We are in the wild.
We are in aisle 100 of New York Comic Con 2015.
Correct.
And we are mad dashing to get everything set up because this year it's a full fourth day, not a half fourth day.
Correct, which threw me off.
Right.
So I wasn't anticipating that from the get-go.
Right. So all kind of different things are happening.
Posters are falling already.
Posters are falling.
It's exciting.
It's normal in that sense.
It is normal.
But I think what's different is the fact that we had to unload just you and I.
No third person this year.
No third person. So we had to unload all that stuff. And then we had to park the car far away.
Right. No special parking.
No special parking. So already it's an entirely different experience for us. Who I'm sure, I don't know about you, OG, I'm running on zero sleep.
Well, I've had four sips of coffee and a piece of pumpkin loaf.
Oh.
So.
There was pumpkin loaf?
I'm doing all right.
That's the Starbucks pumpkin loaf.
That's the only place that's open in the building.
That's true. I probably should get down there and get some.
You probably should do that soon.
So we are.
We have raffles this year. We're going to do quick intros, right? Unfortunately, we don't have Wi-Fi this year. We don't think. So likely you're likely hearing this after day one.
That's correct.
Con.
You will be always one day behind.
If by some miracle of nature you're hearing this during day one of the con, kudos to
yeah.
you.
We figured something out.
Or hijacked someone's Wi-Fi. One or
yep.
the other.
One of them.
So we have some raffles this year. We've got a BB-8, a Sphero BB-8.
Yeah, Sphero BB-8. And we're ironically, we're right down the lane from the Sphero BB-8 booth.
We are. You know, let's talk about the raffles real quick also.
Okay.
And we have two Xbox Ones.
Two Xbox Ones. We have a day one version Xbox One.
Correct.
Which we're giving away. And we also have a Xbox One.
The Assassin's Creed
Assassin's
bundle.
Bundle,
yeah.
Yeah. Blundle. Ugh, I'm exhausted.
Well, this show's a blunder.
Ugh.
So booth real quick, right? So we had been talking about how we were in the same spot, but one booth further away.
Right.
Except that through their numbering, we're actually closer to the block.
That's what I thought.
Last year.
That's what I thought.
By
we are.
Two or three spots.
Yeah, because we were on the corner there.
We were that
we?
Way last year by four booths.
We were across from Mad Libs, right?
Yes. Or actually even one further than that, I think.
Really? That
I
far?
Think so. I think
wow.
so. So somehow, through the miracle of planning,
yeah,
we're actually closer to the block. Which
we
is
are.
Great. Tara McPherson's booth, Cotton Candy Lab, is right across from us.
Nice.
Our friends at Cherry Sauce Clothing are next to us again this year.
Uh-huh. And who's our new neighbor over
Uber
there?
Uber Zombie. New to the con world are going to
yeah.
be next. Our boothies.
They got t-shirts,
they'll hate us
hats,
by Sunday, but that's
hoodies.
Cool.
Yeah, good. We're getting along with them great now, but by Sunday it'll just be
it'll be a shit show.
Because we will be zombies, so...
So to be with you guys.
Oh, there he is, our neighbor. Here he is.
There he is. We'll get him on the show before
yeah,
the end of the
sure
week.
Sure we will. Why not?
So, I think that's going to be our opening salvo.
Yeah.
While Big Kev goes and gets some food.
Yeah, we got to fix stuff in this. I can't do it until
setup.
It's all ready to go. Oh, look.
We're getting closer.
Little young lady Star Trek cosplay.
Going to be lots of that this week.
I think so. I think you're right. I think I need to be mentally prepared.
Yes.
So let's get this booth set up so we can
Yes.
Go do other things.
So if you're hearing this on Thursday during the day, yay. If not, it's Friday.
Yeah. So happy Friday.
So come visit us, booth 129.
129. Geek Stuff. Convention
news. How's it going, sir?
How are you, sir?
I'm a bit tired.
I am a bit tired, too.
Thursday at New York Comic Con, day one, of course. We've been here since...
Wait, today's Thursday?
It is only Thursday.
Are you sure?
And we've only been here for less than 4 hours.
Oh, my God. It feels like goddamn Saturday in here.
Well, the con has been open for less than 4 hours. We've been here for about 8 hours.
Right, right.
So we are here.
We wanted to get a third party in here.
Of course.
To talk to us about... their experience. So our very special guest, Sam, is joining us from the floor. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Where are you from?
New Jersey.
From New Jersey. And where, and how old are you?
12.
She's 12 years old from New Jersey. Her name is Sam. She's been walking the floor now for like a day or two. Right? It seems that long, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And what have you seen that you really liked?
I saw there was this like Lego castle and had this like thing that you could walk into, and it's like a hologram type thing, and we went into it. It was really cool.
Nice.
We also saw a lot of shops that had really nice stuff in it. And
did you see like a favorite thing that you were like, oh, I gotta have that thing?
We saw a lot of like plushes that were really cute.
Yeah, lots of great plush.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyone specific?
Pusheen. Yeah, we saw a lot of Pusheen.
Do you know what that is, OG?
I have no idea.
Okay,
what that is.
I don't
it's
know.
A cat.
I'm just acting like I do.
It's a cat.
Oh, okay.
I knew that. It was a cat.
Sure.
Come on, OG.
My bad. My bad.
You, nerd. That's cool. So what else? Anything else really strike you? How far did you make it away from...
We went to, like, aisle 2000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, they went all the way to aisle 2000.
I didn't even know there was an aisle 2000.
I don't know that you
We're
or I...
We're 100.
I don't know that you or I will ever make it to 2000.
Nope. I figure I'll make it 300-400 past.
That's it. That's it. And then after that, it's like the great beyond.
That's it.
That's great. So you're having a good time?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for recording with us. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Anything else exciting? OG, I know you were running around doing some stuff.
I did. I did some... I got to do some stuff with that moonlighting show.
So, oh, yes. Yes, the moonlighting show.
So there's that. And
I see old Uncle Eric, the toucher uncle, right over there.
Yeah, he's here. Eric the Sex Bagel Nagel is hanging out in the booth.
Not you, a different person.
And look, we've got a lot of stuff going on. We got some great exclusives still available. Of course, if you're not hearing this now, this doesn't make much sense to you, but... you know, come by tomorrow.
Yep, that's right. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
And we're actually raffling off an Xbox One Day One Edition.
That's right.
An Xbox One Assassin's Creed Edition.
Indeed,
a
Rooney.
And a BB-8 Sphero Droid.
Absolutely.
Yes, and they're all very popular, I have to
all
say.
Very popular.
Yep, so we're going to pull that on Sunday so you still have time to come down. Even though it's Friday for you, it's Thursday for us.
That's right.
And you still have time to come down and check it out here at New York Comic Con, and we'll be back later.
And if you do come into the booth and you don't see either of us, chances are we're sleeping somewhere.
Yeah, chances are, look on the ground.
Hey, this is Adam West from Batman and Family Guy and a few other things.
Who is it this time? Commissioner, Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
How's it going, guys? I am here. This is still... day one at New York Comic Con. I'm here finally.
Is it still day one?
It's still day one.
I feel like I've been here for a month.
I feel like I've been here, for a month. I am here with, I'm going to say finally, because how long have I known you now?
I don't know. Well,
many years.
Yeah.
I think I first met you at whatever that show in that basement was.
Yeah.
When, like, Eric Scarecrow
was
there.
You know when I met you? When all your shit got stolen.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes.
That was,
absolutely.
Like, the first thing. That was my introduction to your show. It was like, hi. We need to raise money to buy all this equipment back.
We were robbed, so we've got that going on. So, yeah.
Raffle time.
Hey, we're doing some raffles at the booth, too. How many raffles would you like, sir?
All right.
We're not too proud to beg. I just need a name and an email address. So I am here with Benny from Tenacious Toys. finally.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm here, and we're winging it right now. We're selling raffle tickets.
We're selling raffle tickets. We're podcasting from the booth. So, I mean, everybody in the industry knows you, I think, at this point.
What? Well,
everybody in the little toy
in this
world,
in
right?
this.
So
great.
So,
all three of them.
So, oh, come on. You're being modest. No, all but seriously, tell the Geek Stuff listeners who are not yet involved in that world a little bit about you and Tenacious Toys.
Okay, Tenacious Toys is basically a shop that sells art toys. And art toys is like a really loose definition of a collectible that's super limited. It could be anything from a licensed figure to just a crazy character out of an artist's head. More often than not, these days, they're made by hand in someone's home here in the United States, or actually in many countries around the world now. There are art toys that are made in factories in China or
sure.
wherever. Only the bigger artists with bigger draws have toys that are made in factories. The artists who haven't quite got there yet usually cast the pieces or have someone cast them for them in quantities of anywhere from 1 to maybe like 50.
Right.
Because once you get up to like 100 or 200, like a factory or some company in China can do it for you.
Right. Makes more sense at that point.
And also, our market's super small. So you probably won't sell 100 pieces.
Right.
So it's probably no good to make 100 pieces. What art toy artists usually do is they'll make 10 or 20 of something, sell them out, and then have another release soon afterwards. But basically, art toys are the nexus of the art world and the toy world.
So for listeners of Geek Stuff, you hear us talk about guys like Chris Dolfer,
yeah.
Dickie Page.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Eric from Argonaut Resins. We've worked
yeah.
with them a bunch. Those are the kinds of guys that are doing this work on their own. And I call those guys the hardest working guys in toys to a certain
yeah.
degree. And that's
well, you
not
know,
to
they're
take
the guys.
Away.
They're the guys sitting there huffing paint fumes and actually mixing up resin and like concoct. You know, and figuring out how to make the product. Because,
right.
to be really honest with you, a lot of the artists have great ideas for, like, a concept.
Sure.
But executing that and actually turning it into a collectible requires someone with a little bit of more knowledge that can create an actual product. Because,
sure.
you know, oh, it's top heavy. Oh, the ears fell off. The arms fell off. Why are these... So you glued the arms to the body. That's why when it arrived in my warehouse, it was broken, right? Like, you didn't use pins, you know? So there's a little bit of industrial engineering involved in creating your own object. And so guys, like, certainly Chris Dolfer, Rich Page is doing his own resins now, so he must do it. And of course, Eric from Argonaut is, like, a legendary old-school dude who knows... Who's designed so many toys for... Like
for
so many actual toys
yeah.
that actually were made in factories in China. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's...
I've been to his studio. I've seen
yeah,
some of the stuff.
It's absurd. I mean, he's like, I made that. It's like a whole action figure collection, except he sculpted all of them.
Yeah.
That's his thing. He sculpts everything. So, you guys are looking... On the internet, Eric, Argonaut Resins, I believe it's like Argonaut Resin at
.blogspot.com.
He has a
yeah.
blog. He's definitely someone to familiarize yourself with. He's currently making little mariposas, little sort of butterflies and cats and dogs in resin. They're
right,
all
so again, the listeners
world.
Of this show will know the Tutts Cats, which we've worked with a bunch in the past, and stuff like that. Try to keep it away from the booth, guys. Thanks so much. You're a bunch of sweethearts. So, let's talk a little bit about New York Comic Con and the block, right?
Yeah.
I remember when it wasn't quite as big as it is.
Yeah. Well, before it was the block...
It was the Cult Yard.
It was the Cult Yard, and I believe it was Jonathan Cathy from The Loyal Subjects,
right.
who you guys might know from, like, Barnes & Noble. His little... He's got, like... Transformers and G.I. Joes and Ninja Turtles, and he's one of the dudes that's made it really big.
Right.
Like, gone from art toys to mass market products.
To production, right.
But they are art toys, quote unquote. But anyway, he was the guy who organized the Cult Yard. Something happened. With that, and then it became the block. And I don't really know if anyone's listening to this. I don't fucking know the story, so don't shit on me. I just know that the area where art toys are in New York Comic Con used to be called the Cult Yard, now it's called the Block, and Jonathan's not working on it anymore.
And I feel like it's growing exponentially.
It is.
Each year, like,
I mean,
it takes over another couple here, rows each year.
We're here, let's see, we're in aisle 100 by the wall. It definitely goes over to, I think, aisle 500, and definitely many aisles. So it is like a little neighborhood.
Yeah.
But it's growing every year. And I don't know how many booths there are here in the block, 20, 50, something like that,
between 20 and 50. Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, it's the most interesting part of New York Comic Con.
So we always try to steer people towards the block, because we always tell people that a lot of the things you'll see at the rest of New York Comic Con, and not to knock any of that thing, but you'll see them online on Monday, you'll see them everywhere else. You don't always get to see the art that you get to see in the block outside of the block. And so, it's a good opportunity to come and walk around and really experience something unique.
Yeah, it's a really different experience. Because these guys make the toys in their own homes, like I know that some of the guys in my booth were creating some of the objects that are being sold last night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, so it's like it's so fresh. You'll want to slap your mother, you know. Like
I remember one year, Rich Page was actually painting pieces in my booth for the next day.
So I mean, you know, the stuff in the other part of Comic-Con is more mass market. It's things that these big companies make in quantities of 100,000, a million, 10 million units.
Sure.
You know, the stuff in the block might be entirely unique. It'll
absolutely
be one of a kind, and that's why we call them art toys, because it really is more like art and less like a toy. Art toys are really a terrible name for it.
Yeah, really, I think it brought in the word toy because of the people who were creating it and the generation that they grew up in, but really it's art. I mean, it's sculpture, it's pop art.
It all started with a guy named Michael Lau, who actually was breaking down and reconstructing action figures.
Right.
So really the whole movement started with actual toys that had I guess, different heads put on them or whatever. This is in the 90s. And so it did start with toys, and certainly the bootleg aspect of it is a factor. That's taking someone else's toy and cutting it up and reconfiguring it and then re-sculpting some parts of it and recasting it and repainting it.
Right.
That's really the definition of a bootleg, but you're starting out with a toy. But what you're ending up with is a piece of unique art. So now, whether that's kosher or not is up for debate.
Sure.
I have no problem with bootleg toys.
I don't either.
That being said, now that I'm being recorded right now, one of the guys that just stopped by my booth that I've known for many years since my very first Comic-Con is one of the guys who works at Marvel and has worked there for 20 years.
Right.
So bootlegs aren't funny to them.
No.
And I'm not saying it's funny, but I'm saying my definition of art includes repurposing. You know, artists have been doing this for a long time.
Sure.
Marcel Duchamp did it with a fucking urinal.
Right, yeah.
Right, okay, so that's a dude making art out of an object that already exists. It's the same thing.
I think we internally call it bootlegging, and so it confuses people, because I kind of define true bootlegging as something different. For example,
I agree.
I go to the mall, right, and there's the guy selling Superman, The Thing, Rocket Raccoon, and a Transformer in a box that was made in Mexico, that's bootlegging.
Yeah.
Someone taking a toy, recasting it, repainting it, breaking it down,
it's
and
become an entirely
it. It's
different
entirely
object.
Different object.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I know that you're tight on time.
Yeah, sorry.
And No, it's cool. I'm glad that we finally got
I'm actually
you
not. I'm not personally tight on time, but the person who's taking money from me in my booth is calling me,
all
and
right.
she's like,
there's probably an issue. Yeah, thank you so much for stopping by. If you want, the door is open. You're welcome to come back again before the end of
sweet.
The weekend.
Well, that was,
and
that
we'll
was
talk
a,
to you soon.
That was a cool conversation. I mean, I don't know how often you guys talk about art toys, but that's certainly like I'm neck deep in it, and I think it's really cool to introduce it to your listeners.
We try to talk about it as much as we can,
because
one of our goals has always been to promote artists and independent artists, whether it be in comic books, toys and sculpture, music, gaming, and so we always try to sprinkle it in there and bring our audience to that world. So
it's certainly relevant to everything geek-centric.
Absolutely.
You know, all... all the toy artists are super big geeks.
Oh, totally. Huge. That's why we're friends with most of them.
Well, cool, man. It's been awesome talking to you. I will come back and talk to you again.
Absolutely.
This show
anytime.
Is
over. The door is always open.
Cool. Hi, Big Gev. It's Geek Stuff. Hi, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bring out your dead.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm dead.
Man, is it getting rougher?
It's Sunday at 5, right?
Oh, my God. It's Friday. It's the end of the first...
It's Thursday. It's Thursday.
The end of the first day here at New York Comic Con 2015, aisle 100, booth 129. And I can confidently say I am done.
I'm a broken man.
I am so... Yeah, so I had the opportunity to walk around today with some friends,
right?
Including young Sam, who did our show earlier.
Sure.
And it's her first con, so I want to give her a first rate experience. So we did a whole bunch of things, including going to one of the high end dealers and having her hold a $14,000 copy of Amazing Fantasy 15.
Nice.
Yeah, fun stuff, right? So that was great. But I'm done. I don't need to walk around anymore. I don't think there's anything else. I maybe go to Artist Alley,
right?
Like once, but honestly, I've seen everything, and I don't. I'm good.
I haven't I'm seen good. Anything yet.
Well, tomorrow's your day.
Tomorrow's my day.
Yep.
And hey, look, you know what? I the con is great. I love the people who run New York Comic Con. I think they put on a good show. I'm just getting too old for this shit.
Really? Are you Murtaugh?
So.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
I think it does get harder every year.
I think we're mentally putting too much behind it. Because honestly, we could literally sit here and do what we have to do and not be all stressed and stuff if we decided that's what we wanted to
do. We could do the bare minimum and get by, but what fun is that?
We're really close to the bare minimum here.
No, come on.
All right, what's tomorrow? What do we got to do?
This?
Yeah, but like we don't have to set anything up.
No.
We don't have to do any of that stuff.
We have to talk to people.
That's all.
We have to interact with the public.
That's
let me tell
all.
You, I interacted with some members of the public today.
Yeah.
Well.
How'd that go?
I wish it didn't happen.
Really?
Listen. I love the fans of this show.
Yeah.
Plenty of them. I saw Sea Monkey
67. Oh, yeah, he came by? Yeah, I saw him earlier. He hung out.
Adrian from Adrian Alice Have Issues came by.
Right.
We, you know, a bunch of other friends we talked to throughout the course of the day.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of the guys from More Like Radio, Western Echo. And,
oh, yeah, they came by?
Yeah. So they came by, and I'll know I'll see some more of them tomorrow. And outside of that, though, some of the other. What are you guys doing?
Individuals, sir.
Is this like a show or something?
Like 80 of those
conversations.
Really?
That's what they sounded like?
80 of those conversations today.
Wow.
So no, the microphones are here because they look pretty.
It's
assholes.
Just a decorate. It's to protect us.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. It's an excuse to not talk to you. So
there's some lovely scenery at the concert.
You know that is.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, is that her?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So the con was good, though, for day
yes.
one. If you're listening to this, we hope you come by and see us on days through four.
And we hope you had a happy Friday.
That's right. And I'm putting this out there now. Bring us food.
Oh, yeah. And drink.
We're not picky.
No, not at all.
Just something that's edible that won't kill us.
Yeah. And drink.
And drink.
Like water or Snapple.
Yeah.
Those would be good.
Any of the above. Bring us food, please. Other than that, I think we're going to sign off.
We are, and we're going to see everybody tomorrow. Friday, day two.
That's right.
Of New York Comic Con 2015, aisle 100, booth 129. And we'll talk to everybody then.
Yippee, skippy, hooray.